Hey, we're back on Downtown here on a Tuesday afternoon, and so excited about this moment because we look forward to it every year. This has been our third year in a row of doing the Student of the Week, along with our friends at WABI TV5 and Angelo's Pizzeria. It's our opportunity to honor some terrific young people from Eastern, Central, and Northern Maine, and we had a blast again this year. So many wonderful nominations, and we love hearing about these people. It's amazing the work that so many great students do. We're joined in studio by a number of folks, including our friend Kim Lee, the general manager at WABI TV5. And Kim, thanks to you guys for helping us out with this and your continued support of the community and young people.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. We're always happy and proud of the children of our community and the students. They're just impressive kids, and we love to support them. We love to be part of the communities.
Well, we're having a great time with this, and we've met so many great young people over the last few years. Last year, our Student of the Year was Will O'Neill of Orono High School. Will just finished up his first year at Trinity College in Dublin. 2 years ago, Paige Brown, right across the lawn here at Bangor High School, who's got 2 years under her belt now at Stanford. And this time around, we go to another new school, and we travel north. We like doing that a lot. Joining us in studio, this year's Student of the Year from Skenk High School in East Millinocket, Nicholas Powers. Nicholas, welcome.
Hello, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Well, congratulations to him. I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm going to read some of this. I can't get in all your accomplishments in high school because it's only a two-hour show. Here's some of it here. Nick graduating at the top of his class at Skenk, a GPA of 97.8, identical to mine, save for a misplaced decimal point. Registered phlebotomy technician and will soon earn his registered medical assisting certification through NPT Region 3. Nick has been involved in the Bridge program, which is a great program, junior and senior year, getting all kinds of college credits as well. But also, Nicholas has been very involved in extracurricular activities. President of the Student Council junior year, president of the senior class, math team, National Honor Society, National Technical Honor Society, active in the performing arts, the great collaboration between Skenk and Stearns, the One Act Play Festival, so near and dear to me, a member of the All Festival cast, freshman and junior years, a member of the Unified Harmony Show Choir, been dancing at Studio One Acrobatics and Dance School since the age of 5. Oh, and by the way, a talented athlete on top of all that. Led the soccer team to a number of wins and senior year Northern Maine Class D All-Star team and played in the Senior Bowl. Captain of the tennis team and accepted into the School of Nursing at the University of Maine, where, Nick, you plan on staying involved in the performing arts. Do you have a longer day than most people? Do you do 30 hours in a day?
I was going to say, I'm tired.
I'm sure tired when I get home at the end of the day. But it's all about like time management, you know, and I have really supportive parents to kind of support me through it. And sometimes they don't see me. I leave my house at 7:30 in the morning and I don't get home until sometimes at 10. And then after I have to study. But they're really understanding, and they're just there for me all the time. So,
well, you also brought along with you one of your teachers from Skenk, Justin Page, is here. Justin, what can you tell me about this young man?
This young man right here, when he told me about this award and he asked me to be here, I was honored, but I wasn't surprised. I haven't had a student in my 15-year career in education that is as driven as Nicholas, and there's just nothing you can put in front of him where he doesn't just exceed your expectations. He's just an amazing student. We're so proud of him.
I can understand that. And Nicholas, talk about your experience at Skenk and what that school has done for you in allowing you to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a small Northern Maine school. I mean, we have three hallways. We have 122 kids in our school. When I talk about that to people like down south or who haven't been up north, they're surprised that I know everyone first and last name in my school. But the opportunities that the small school has provided me is amazing. Every day, I am so blessed to go to that school because, I mean, the teachers, it's very personable. They know your name, they know what you're involved in, and it's pretty amazing.
I would say so. And of course, this seems to be a pattern with the people who do well. You got to have some great family support too.
Yeah. My parents have played a great role model. They've been a great role model for me over the years. With my registered phlebotomy and medical assisting at NPT, my grandmother has held some influence. She's been a nurse for 40 years. She's held some great influence over me through the years. But I've been growing up, and what I kind of think about when I think about challenges or I think about schoolwork or extracurricular activities is I always say that I'm not the most talented person. I'm not the most smart person. I'm not the smartest person, but it's all about effort. It's all about how much you put into it. There's many other people in my class, in my school, in my community that do better at the activities that I do. They're better at them. But I put in the time and the effort, and I think that kind of sets me apart from some other people.
That's a great message. As a teacher, man, Justin, you can't ask for more than that. If we get that from every student, we give our money. Well, not all of it. So.
What Nick just stated was pretty much how I approach the classroom and tell people that effort can go, you know, having talent is great, but having the effort, you can surpass and overcome some of your shortcomings. And if you have both talent, and Nick does have talent, he's underselling himself a little bit. But if you have both talent and effort, you can be amazing. And this young man is just the epitome of what we want from our kids. He's just super.
And we couldn't ask for a better person to receive our Student of the Year award. So, Kim, you've got a little something special to give to Nicholas.
I do. Nicholas, you're outstanding. Just listening to your accomplishments makes me want to go home and take a nap. But aside from that, on behalf of WABI, we're very proud and pleased to award you with a $1,000 scholarship. And it's on behalf of WABI, our entire team there. Again, we love to support our communities and the kids in it, and you're just an outstanding, outstanding person. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you know, in case you need a little spending money for college as well, we've got another $500 that we're throwing from downtown and our friends at Angelo's Pizzeria. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, and a great job, and we look forward to hearing about the success stories that will continue for you at the University of Maine.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Thanks again. Thanks to all of you for coming in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.